Well, today, November 22nd, is the feast day of Saint Cecilia, one of the most famous virgin and martyrs of the early church. I'm sure many of you have been to the Franciscan Monastery in Washington, D.C. It's about maybe 5 or 6 blocks from the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. And if you go downstairs in the crypt where they have the replica of the catacombs and the Purgatory Chapel, you'll see in one of the back corners the beautiful statue of Saint Cecilia. And Saint Cecilia, you'll notice, has a mark where they tried to behead her. She's lying, and from what I remember correctly, she has one finger pointed, representing the one true God, and I believe the other hand either has two fingers, either representing the divinity and humanity of Christ, or perhaps it's three fingers representing the Blessed Trinity. But she died as a witness for the one true God, for the divinity of Christ, and her belief in the Most Blessed Trinity. What do we know about Saint Cecilia? According to sacred tradition, and was passed down, she was a Christian of a noble birth. She was engaged to a Roman nobleman named Valerian, who at the time was a pagan. It was an arranged marriage. She had already had consecrated herself to God. So on the day of her arranged marriage, it says that she sang to God in her heart that she would do his will. And eventually, Valerian was converted to Christianity, and he and his brother died as martyrs for the faith during the persecution under the Emperor Diocletian. It said that she turned her home into one of the early Christian churches, where many people were baptized and were able to attend the Mass. They say that she helped to convert over 400 people that were baptized in her home by Pope Urban, who was the Pope during her life. Eventually, she was discovered and turned over to the Romans, and she was condemned to be suffocated in a hot bath, but she remained unharmed. And it said that this is when the soldiers struck her in the neck with the sword, but she lingered on for 3 days. And even though she could not speak, they say by her hands she was able to declare her belief in the one true God. After her death, her home was converted into a church and her body was buried in the crypt. But then in the year 1821, Pope Paschal I had her body removed from the crypt and placed under the altar in the Basilica of St. Cecilia. And then in 1599, the tomb was opened again, and a sculptor carved a statue of the saint, which is a replica of that, is at the Franciscan Monastery. Saint Cecilia is mentioned in the first Eucharistic prayer of the Roman canon, along with the other famous virgin and martyr, Saint Agnes, Saint Lucy, and Saint Agatha. Saint Cecilia, because she sang on her wedding day, is the patron saint of music and patron saint of those who play the organ or the viola. My own niece, who got confirmed just last week at St. Catherine's in Great Falls, took the name Cecilia for her patron saint because of her love of music and her love of singing. And so she is such a famous saint, and certainly the patron saint of music. And Vatican II talks about the importance of sacred music, especially at the liturgy. Vatican II says, "Liturgical action is given a more noble form when sacred rites are solemnized in song, with the assistance of sacred ministers and the active participation of the people." And St. Augustine wrote back in the 400s that singing is praying twice. That's an interesting thought, that when we pray, it's such a beautiful thing, but when we pray in song, he says it's doubly beautiful to Almighty God, because it is prayer, but he says it's like praying twice. It also elevates the mind and heart to praise and to honor God. And so we need examples of like St. Cecilia in our modern world, especially for our young people who are so influenced by the culture and by the music of today. So we do pray for beautiful, sacred, religious music and Christian music that will reach our young people to bring them closer to God and not take them away from God. I'll give you a blessing with the relic of St. Cecilia. Through the intercession of Saint Cecilia, Virgin and Martyr, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.